Hello, friends. Welcome back to Bible Sunshine. This is the Monday edition, and this is number 81. 81. I can't get over that. God has been good to allow us to have this opportunity to share the scriptures together. So open your Bible to Philippians chapter 4, and let's read these wonderful verses here on peace. Starting with verse 2, I implore you, Euodia, and I implore Syntyche to be of the same mind in the Lord. And I urge you also, true companion, help these women who labored with me in the gospel, with Clement also, and the rest of my fellow workers whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again I will say, rejoice. Let your moderation, your gentleness, your sweet reasonableness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Let's pray. Father, thank you for another day. Thank you for your grace and mercy. And thank you, Lord, for your peace. We pray that you will flood our hearts with the peace of God today. I pray for some troubled saint, some troubled believer who hears this, Lord, that you will encourage their heart and give them peace. I pray, Lord, for anyone who does not know Christ, that they would come to know the Savior and the peace that God gives. Thank you for this opportunity. Thank you for your love. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, we've been studying the subject of peace and how to have peace in our world. First of all, in verses 2 and 3 of Philippians 4, how to have peace in the church. And then in verses 4 and 5, how to have peace in the world. And then in verse 6, how to have peace in trials. We are not to worry, and we spent some time on that. And also in Matthew chapter 6, where over and over Jesus said, don't worry. Instead of worrying, we are to take our request to God. And notice he says here, in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. So we take our request to God in prayer. We let the request be made known. We verbalize them to God. And then Paul uses three very important words here to help us with that. In everything by prayer, that's a general word for prayer. And then by supplication, that's earnest entreaty to God. It's calling out to God with the burdens of our heart. It's calling out to God in great sincerity, calling out to God in the need of our soul, and going to Him with those requests. So what's on your heart today? Will you let that request be made known to God? Will you talk to God in prayer? Will you tell Him what it is? Will you cry out to Him with supplication and the burdens of your heart, the innermost recesses of your heart and soul? Will you take that to the Lord? That's what He wants us to do. By prayer and supplication, the core command is let your requests be made known. It's not that God doesn't know them, but He wants us to state them. He wants us to come to Him in dependence, in humility, in deep earnestness, to have Him answer our need. And then notice what else he says, prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. God wants us to come into His presence with grateful hearts. I love that song that says, give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks. Indeed, that's what we need to do. Psalm 100 is a wonderful psalm of thanksgiving. And he says, make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Think of that godly Israelite coming into the gates of Jerusalem or into the gates of the temple. And God says, come with thanksgiving. Come with praise on your lips. Come with a heart that is deeply grateful. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. I am so glad that in the United States we have a holiday called Thanksgiving. Because thanksgiving implies something. If I'm giving thanks, to whom am I giving thanks? And the implication is to God. Absolutely. You know, we have today in our land an incredible and awful and pernicious spirit of ingratitude. People who are not grateful for this land, who are not grateful for the freedoms that we have, who are not grateful to God who made us, and God who gives us life and breath and so many good things. It bothers me to see people gripe and complain instead of give thanks to God. And Christians can enter into that attitude too. I want you to know that that is not how we let our requests be made known to God. The Apostle Paul does not say, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by griping and complaining and bitterness, let your requests be made known to God. He says, prayer, supplication with thanksgiving. And Psalm 100 just amplifies that. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Come into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. And he tells us why. He says, for the Lord is good. Yes, he is. And all the time the Lord is good. I may not understand all the time what God is doing. I may not understand why I go through trials or certain circumstances that are a grief to my heart. But I know this. God is good all the time. In Romans chapter 1, we see a terrible condemnation on paganism, on those who turn their backs on God. Listen to these words in Romans chapter 1, verse 21. Because although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, nor were thankful. They weren't thankful. And when civilizations forget God, turn their backs on God, and don't glorify the God of creation as God, and then they're not thankful, here's what happens. They become futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Professing to be wise, they became fools. We see that before our very eyes. Some very smart people do some very foolish things. Why? Because they've pushed God out of the picture, and they're not glorifying him, and they're not being thankful. May it not enter into the life of a believer in Jesus Christ that we lapse into griping and bitter complaining instead of being thankful to God. Today, can you just turn your heart and your head and your hands upward and give thanks to God for 1, 2, 3, 5, 10, 20 things? Be thankful to God. The Lord is so good. He's done so much for us. Think of all the riches we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. So this is how we are to pray. This is how we are to live with peace in the world. We are to let our requests be made known to God and do that with prayer, supplication, and thanksgiving. And then one other thing here. Notice verse 7. I need to expect God's peace to guard me. I need to expect God's peace to guard me. This is how to have peace in the midst of trials. Notice verse 7 of Philippians 4. The peace of God which surpasses all understanding. It's beyond what we can imagine. It's beyond what we can think up in our minds and hearts. God's peace can come to us when we let our requests be made known to Him with gratitude. And notice what that peace will do. In verse 7, it says it will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. What a wonderful truth. It's as if God will send His peace, and His peace will be guards, sentries, guardians at the gates of our hearts to keep away the doubt, to keep away the fear, to keep away the anxiety. That peace will guard our hearts and our minds, and it's all in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. Isn't that a beautiful picture? God sending His guardsmen, His watchers over our souls to stand around our hearts and to protect them and to keep them. So our heart does not have to be divided and anxious, but instead it can be secure because God's peace is standing on guard. It's guarding us. God's peace guarding our hearts and minds, and it says this is in Christ Jesus. It all comes back to the person and work of the Lord Jesus Christ. When the Apostle Paul wrote to the Romans and explained in such glorious detail the wonders of salvation, he talked about justification, being declared right with God. And here's what he said in Romans chapter 5. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. We have positional peace with God in our salvation. And day by day, we can have practical peace, Philippians chapter 4, guarding our hearts and minds if we will take our burdens to the Lord in prayer. So notice what Paul goes on to say, Romans 5:3. And not only that, but we also glory in tribulations, knowing that the tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance character, and character hope. Now hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us. The peace of God guarding our hearts, the love of God poured out in our hearts. That's how to have peace in the midst of trials. No better recipe than that. Well, I want to go today to two countries for prayer. One of them is a country not so well known, Maldives. I had to check to see where Maldives were. They are a group of maybe up to 1,200 little islands south of India. Let me read one line describing what it's like for Christians in Maldives. Churches are outlawed, and openly carrying the Bible is illegal. It's number 14 on the persecution list. Pray for the few believers that are in Maldives. Number 15 on the persecution list is the country of Iraq. More than 40 million people. Let's pray for the church there. Father, thank You for the peace of God. And I pray, Lord, that your peace would guard the hearts of believers in Maldives. I pray that your peace would guard the hearts of believers in Iraq. I pray, Lord, that you will multiply the witness of those saints. I pray they will be strong and bold, very wise, very careful, but bold and secure in Christ. And that your peace, that your word says is beyond understanding, I pray that it will flood their souls this very day. I pray that when they face opposition, that they will know who they are in Christ. I pray your word will comfort them. Supply your word to their lives, their hearts. Bless those churches that gather in secret for your glory. And Father, I pray that your peace will flood the hearts of your people across the world and across America. But Lord, we pray that you would turn hearts to you, that we would love Jesus more than anything else. In Jesus' lovely, powerful, and peace-giving name, we pray. Amen. Well, God bless you, friend. Thank you for joining us today. This is a very special day for the Prophet family. My dear wife has a birthday today. And so I am so glad that we can serve the Lord together. And I'm so thankful for her. A prudent wife is from the Lord, the scriptures say. So happy birthday to my dear wife, Della Ray. God bless you all. May God's light shine upon you today.